With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a massive blast at a Gaza City hospital packed with wounded and other Palestinians seeking shelter, killing hundreds of people. Hamas blamed an Israeli airstrike, while the Israeli military said the hospital was hit by a rocket fired by Islamic Jihad, a smaller Palestinian terrorist group allied to Hamas. At a news conference, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. is confident Israel is following the rules of war.
We have seen them, I think, be very deliberate about where they are striking, continuing to target Hamas locations and away from civilians.
The carnage at the hospital sparked outrage across the region a day before President Biden was set to arrive in the Mideast to show support for Israel and try to prevent the war from spreading. Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister has told state TV that Jordan has called off the summit set for Wednesday with President Biden. That comes after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas canceled his meeting with President Biden. The president has decided to cancel his trip to Jordan for the Arab summit, but will continue to meet with Israeli leaders. House Republicans reject their nominee for Speaker, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio, on a first ballot Tuesday, but more voting is expected.
Republicans rejected Jordan for House Speaker on a first ballot Tuesday as an unexpectedly numerous 20 holdouts denied the conservative hardliner the GOP majority needed to seize the gavel. The Speaker nominee could only afford to lose three Republican votes to reach the 270 majority threshold needed to win.
Correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. A second vote was shelved Tuesday as the staunch ally of Donald Trump works to shore up support, signaling more turmoil ahead. This is SRN News. Are you a resilient Christian?
The Barna Group says to qualify, you have to, one, have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, two, attend church at least monthly and do more than just worship, three, trust in the authority of the Bible, and four, desire to transform the broader society as an outcome of your faith. According to Barna, just 20% of people who identify as Christians meet all four of those criteria. Amongst young Christians, it's just 10%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu political leaders in India are trying to garner votes by persecuting Christians. According to International Christian Concern, it's especially bad in Uttar Pradesh, where hundreds of believers have been jailed on trumped-up charges. Pastors have responded by shying away from holding any large gatherings, encouraging Christians to meet in small groups in their homes. India officially guarantees religious freedom in the Constitution, but local authorities generally ignore that. This is SRN News. Stocks were mixed in Tuesday trading, Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street following the latest signal that the U.S. economy remains solid, although perhaps too strong for the Federal Reserve's liking. The S&P 500 closed just barely lower Tuesday after flipping between small gains and losses throughout the day. The Dow added 13 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Small company stocks ended higher. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after a report showed the choppers spent more at U.S. retailers last month than economists had expected. That's a sign of a healthy economy, but it also may indicate upward pressure on inflation and could push the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates high. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Commerce Department updated and broadened its export controls to stop China from acquiring advanced computer chips and the equipment to manufacture them. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.